Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Christmas letters are a literary genre all to themselves, it seems to me. Ours have changed over the decades, less words and more pictures. In the early days of our family, we'd write a summary of the year's happenings and either speak for the children or ask them for some highlights, which we'd edit until they woke up to that. And Charlotte would draw cartoons to go with the letter, or we'd add a photo or two. Although the children have long left home, our Christmas letter still contains where they are and what they are doing, but no cartoons. Christmas and families go together, as they say, whether in the same room or online. We very much try and connect and share. We can describe a moment in great detail or summarise a year with a single word. The same with families. Words reveal what is inside of us and how we see the world. That is why many of our words are outside things, facts and figures, celebrations and commemorations, because I think they take less words and we make a safe but often false assumption that everyone on the inside will be the same as us. Words are so important and need to be truthful, because without them it is very hard to know anyone, anything, or the truth. Families come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Any reading of history shows the newness of the nuclear family. I am always a father once I have children, and I am a son, albeit now an orphan, as well as a brother as well. While the relationships always exist, the living arrangements can and do vary greatly, and yet the Christmas letter can bring everyone under the one roof or piece of paper again. And it doesn't matter that my children can now write their own Christmas letters with their own children's news. Of course, families are more than just DNA and biological relationships, because they can be formed by many types of relationships and circumstances. And it is the quality of those relationships that usually get spoken about or written about, or not, if there are problems or difficulties. Nevertheless, there do come times when the awkward and the difficult, the shameful and the arrogant, do peek through and might even be glimpsed at in the photos. Generally, however, we don't put in Christmas letters too much of the dark side of life. I can understand that. We all, culturally, want Christmas to be upbeat and happy, merry and festive, so too much real family or honest family mightn't be appreciated. Yet at Christmas, the first one, the baby Jesus lying in a feed trough one, if this isn't a story about a family doing it tough in all sorts of ways, then I'm pretty sure we haven't heard it right. Can you imagine Mary and Joseph's first Christmas letter? If they wrote the truth, who would believe them? If they softened things, who would not have tapped their nose, winked, and come up with their own version of things? The lead-up, the birth, and the things that happened afterwards all point to a tough life and, if you peer carefully, to a cross on the distant horizon. But this story of Christmas is actually one in which all families, no matter their Christmas letters or their circumstances, can find hope and support. God in Jesus has entered our world as one of us, and not with a silver spoon in his mouth. Jesus comes into our world in poverty and apparent shame and scandal. A God who does that, I think, is worth getting to know, as are the reasons for his actions. And this story can shape not just Christmas letters, but each day of our life. This story can draw people following Jesus together, and who can also act as family to each other. This story is worth hearing and knowing well. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, we thank you for sending your Son to become human like us, so that we might become your children. Make us who trust in Jesus to be more and more like him, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.